determines the real winners. Rural Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. Rural Mutual believes that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual has been the proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started way back in 1965. From football to volleyball, and from soccer to tennis, the award recognizes more than sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our teams and our communities can work together to be true champions.
Promoting the accomplishments of area wrestlers for over 50 years, this is WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
Awards are being presented to the place winners in the 100-pound class for the girls and 106 for the boys. Awards being presented by the members of the George Martin Wrestling Hall of Fame and also the head coach of the individual champion, also invited to stand in for these photo opportunities. Look at Ryan Lord down there. Is he dapper or not?
He is. I think what they're doing is the head coach, if he so wishes, can hand the medal to the winner, the champion.
Nice.
If not, then the Hall of Famer will do it.
I think they should institute a new rule that coaches presenting these awards should change into a different suit for each one of the state champions.
Yeah.
Like to see Ryan Lord racing to the locker room four weight classes in a row.
Yeah.
And that's assuming that Charlie Might and Reed Spurley are going to follow suit. But boy, Dodgela certainly looked good in these first two weight classes. Freshman Shane Rashan and sophomore Hawken Peterson claimed state title for Dodgela. Could get a little bit noisy here in this next weight class. To our right, in addition to the Freedom crowd, are backers of the Two Rivers Purple Raiders. And Angie Bianchi of Two Rivers is about to wrestle for a state title at 114 pounds. Her brothers, Paul, Joey, and Maddie, have a combined 8 state titles between them. They've all won at least one. Angie is a sophomore. We'll see if she can follow suit. She was a state runner-up a year ago. In the finals, Bianchi, seeded number one, takes on the second seed, Savannah Danielson of Wausau West. And the 120-pound weight class will be featured in Divisions 1, 2, and 3. In D1, state champion Liam Neitzel of Hudson, seeded number one, goes against sophomore Maximus Kay of Brown Deer Mesmer High School in Milwaukee. Kay is a sophomore. Division 2, Charlie Might of Dodgeville, we talked about him. He's a two-time state champ. He's a senior. He's unbeaten at 46-0 as he aims for number 3 tonight. Standing in the way is senior Wyatt Magalski of New London. Magalski is 46-3. And Division 3, two-time state champion Koji Campbell. The only Koji ever to win a state title here in the WIAA. Koji is a junior from Kenosha St. Joseph. He's the top seed. Goes against second-seeded Maddox Wendling, a senior from Valders High School. Not all that far from Two Rivers.
Well, I guess we're going to have to do Charlie Might and Dodgeville. They are certainly the closest program to our area in which we cover Dodgeville.
I think you might be right.
Yeah, there you go. So we're getting started here as they do Charlie's quick in on a single leg, but he has to back out and retreat. Guys sizing each other up 15 seconds into the match. Again, he tries to race in for the single leg takedown, but Magalski backs that up and resets.
By the way, Ethan Hady of Richland Center placed 6th last year. He is the first state runner-up for the Hornets since Gus Donovan performed that trick 3 years ago in 2021.
Now, Mike is trying to come around as it was a attempt at a takedown there for Maglowski. Maybe a little far out as Mike was able to flatten him out, but Maglowski's trying to get his hips up underneath him. He's down to a minute to go in the period, first period. Mike's trying to run a front headlock. And he's trying to cut the corners real close, and he gets it finally. They went around in a circle about three times. They're chasing each other. And Charlie Mike gets the first points on the board. 2-0 lead here with 30 seconds to go in the first period. He slips in a leg right and flattens Maglowski out. Like Fuji Campbell. Campbell is trying to get himself a pin here, but and he is a junior who has already won two state titles, much like Håkon Pettersson has won two as a sophomore. And a bit later on, Danny Heiser of Evansville is a junior looking for his third. At the end of Charlie's match or period here with a 2-0 lead, this show it's going to be Charlie's choice. He's going to defer to Maglowski. This Two Rivers crowd is a lot more placid than the one of Freedom. Andrew Bianchi's ahead 5-0, and I haven't heard a peep from this section to my right. Maglowski is able to get up and get turned away and get the escape. 2-1 now, early in the second period, in favor of Charlie Might. Koji Campbell is out to a big lead, 8-1, 10-1. Early in the second period. And we got Charlie trying to get himself another takedown here. Gets down underneath and just not able to finish as Maglowski does a good job blocking that attempt. They work their way back up and break apart, and they're circling and facing each other. There's an attempt for Maglowski. And Charlie shucks that by, trying to get the takedown as he got Maglowski a little bit off balance, but Maglowski was able to recover as they're still facing each other down on the mat. Just under a minute to go here. It'd be nice if Charlie could get this takedown here. Go up 4-1. He's trying to do a cross face and reaching for the near ankle. Now he's in behind the leg there, trying to step over as they circle. Now he's got the leg hooked, and Maglowski gives up on holding on and gets the takedown. It's Charlie Might now out 4-1 with 25 seconds to go in the second period. Sure, a different Dodgeville team than we saw at Bi-State when both Charlie Might and Reed Spurley were on the injured list and Håkon Pettersson was on a family vacation. They still managed to do all right with Shane Rashan and Rhett Spurley leading the way. But tell you what, these guys got healthy and just in time, didn't they?
Yes.
So at the end of the second period, it's 4-1 in favor of Charlie Mike. And Koji Campbell's blowing his lead out to 12-2, just 10 seconds left in that second period.
Angie Bianchi leads the girls' final at 114, 6-0. After two periods. In fact, she's adding to that, I believe. Some near fall points coming for Angie Bianchi.
Into the third period with Charlie Might. He's going to be down here as Maglowski is able to flatten him out. Gets a good breakdown. Charlie's trying to keep his head up, hands out front. As Maglowski goes from side to side, looking for something to get a hold of to make a turn here. He's got to get up to his base on the bottom here. And he's still flat down on the mat on his stomach. The official's going side to side. When he starts bending over like that, I get worried he's going to start calling a warning for stalling as Charlie's having a hard time getting up to his bases. But they're going to call a stalemate as Maglowski, I see the coaching staff for Dodgeville getting a little worked up with McGlowski. He's just riding parallel, not off to the side there, so he too has to be conscious of that. The Division I matchup at 120 is tied as they have entered the third period. 2-2, Liam Neitzel of Hudson, Maximus Hay of Brown Deer. Hay is spelled H-A-Y, just like it sounds. That match down there, I think that's a 21-3 bill for Hosey. And that's his third state title, Hosey Campbell. That is a 21-3 final. Continuing here with Charlie Might as he's down to 30 seconds away from a first place medal here. He is up 5-1. They're on their feet wrestling takedowns. There's an attempt at a low single from McGlowski as he's going to get that takedown as Charlie wisely just gives up on that because he's still got a 2-point lead. And we're down to the final 5 seconds here as number one seed is Charlie Might from Dodgeville is looking to get himself a championship medal, and he does. 5-3 win there for Charlie Might of Dodgeville. That's another one for the Dodgers. That's three for Charlie. He's a senior and completes the perfect senior season. Congratulations to him. And Dodgeville is 3-3. Division I belongs to Liam Neitzel of Hudson. He is a two-time state champ. Overcame a 2-0 deficit to win 4-2 over Maximus Hay. And the other match going on has only a few seconds remaining. Angie Bianchi of Two Rivers will join her three brothers as a state champion. She wins 12-0 over the second seed, Savannah Danielson of Wausau West. Congratulations to state champions Angie Bianchi of Two Rivers, Liam Neitzel of Hudson, Charlie Might of Dodgeville, and Cody Campbell of Kenosha St. Joseph. Moving right along, we'll have more for you in a moment from the Kohl Center in Madison. This is State Tournament Saturday on WRCO Sports.
The House on the Rock attraction team building continues into spring and summer. Part-time up to 40 hours per week, students to retirees, daytime hours, something for everyone. Call 608-935-3639 or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. For a rewarding job that offers a great place to work, call 608-935-3639.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy, choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
Schmidt Woodland Hills Transitional Care Unit provides services for people requiring skilled care after surgery or an illness. Physical, occupational, and speech therapies are available 5 days a week to help clients recover quickly. Our partnership with Aegis Therapies provides quality care and a commitment to your quality of life. We'll develop a plan that fits your rehabilitation goals. When you or a loved one are in need of rehabilitation services, consider Schmidt Woodland Hills and Aegis Therapies. Call 647-8931 today.
At Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock, Ryan understands that unexpected moments can leave your vehicle in need of some tender, loving care. But here's the good news. Fixing those dents and scratches shouldn't cost you a fortune. Give Ryan a call at 583-0105 and let them take care of your auto body needs without breaking the bank. Don't let a little fender bender turn into a financial headache. Call Ryan at Larson Collision and Paint today. Your wallet and your vehicle will thank you.
You're listening to tournament wrestling coverage on WRCO Radio, a tradition for over 50 years.
Awards presented to
wrestlers in the first couple of weight classes. We want to mention some of those as well. In the girls' 100-pound weight class from the area, Clara Yock of Milton is 6th. Kylie Clum of Westby, 5th. The champion in that weight class, Ava Gardner of Marshfield. 106 in Division 1, the champion William DeChemin of Wilmot. In Division 2, the champion Shane Rashan of Dodgeville. Also in this weight class, Colton Koss of Gale Ettrick Kreppel, Melrose Mindoro placed 3rd. Division 3, Aiden Grunenfelder of Pecatonica Argyle is the champion. Also in this weight class, Blake Underwood of Marathon, the runner-up. 107 for the girls, Taylor Whiting of Lena, the champion from the area. Emma Hady of Richland Center is 4th, Brooklyn Lull of Fenimore 5th, and Caitlin Lambries of Holman 6th at 107. 113 for the boys, Ethan Bass of Wausau West, or West Bend West is the champion. In Division 2, Hawken Peterson of Dodgeville wins his 2nd title. Ethan Hady of Richland Center is the runner-up. Nick Ersland of Wisconsin Dells places 5th here. And at 113 in Division 3, Jake Fitzpatrick of Aquinas is the champion. From the area, Lucas Orloff of Pecatonica Argyle places 3rd. Brings us to the 126-pound weight class. First of all, the girls' 120 will go now. And that features sophomore Delia Collins of Mineral Point. Delia, sophomore, 29-2, is seated 1st. She goes against sophomore M.J. Newman of Manitowoc. She is seated 2nd, a record of 29-1. For the boys at 126, these matches about to begin. Division 1, Carter Freeman of Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln takes on Easton Cooper of D.C. Everest. Battle of the top 2 seeds. Division 2, Reed Spurley of Dodgeville, senior, looking for his 3rd state title, goes against Bob Huntley of Brilliant. And in Division 3, Wyatt Unser of Glenwood City, a junior at 51-0, takes on Brody Meese of Riverdale, a sophomore, 37-7. Why don't you take care of Brody Meese? I'll keep an eye on what's happening with Delia Collins.
Well, the first takedown goes to Unser of Glenwood City as he scores on the far side of the mat there. He gets the first takedown. And 1:30 on the clock as they go out of bounds. Come back and get set as Brody takes the bottom position. Tries a good switch there as he got Hunter down on the hip. But does not get it. Then he bounces up to his feet, tries to get away with an escape. That doesn't happen as Hunter returns him back to the mat. Brody kind of regroups here. Unser is trying to get that Turk there, get that arm of Brody's out behind his neck there. Brody is doing a good job staying up on his base there, not giving that up there. A lot of times that gets stopped for potentially dangerous. The official is right out there in front of it. Now Unser got a little high. Brody got him over the top, but now Brody's flattened out, and Unser goes back to that Turk, and it is stopped for potentially dangerous. So 37 seconds to go in this first period, and 2-0 lead for Unser. Reed Spurley of Dodgeville shaken up a little bit. He's had knee problems with that right knee, and that's what they're taking a look at. He's walking around. I think he's going to give it a shot. Scoreless in the first period against Bob Huntley of Brilliant on the Division II championship match.
Brody Meese and Wyatt Unser go off the mat again with 21 seconds on the clock. They got to come back and get reset. They do up. Brody's quick off the whistle, but Unser does a good job with the breakdown and keeping up with him and following. Brody's just struggling to keep his base there as he's been flattened out again. Unser slips in that arm bar, gets the far wrist there. Brody does a nice job turning away from that, looking away. And that will be the end of the period, still with a 2-0 lead for Wyatt Unser of Glenwood City.
Delia Collins, a sophomore from Mineral Point, has the top seed, but her opponent, M.J. Newman, and M.J. is spelled E-M-J-A-Y. I haven't seen that one before. It's not just the initials. It's E-M-J-A-Y. And Newman of I got to look at my program. Anyway, she's out to a 4-0 lead over Delia Collins.
Manitowoc, Lincoln.
Got it.
Oh, I got it.
The Shipbuilders. I got it from you.
Okay. Brody Meese and Wyatt Unser are on their feet in the neutral position here early in the second period. So he's trying to work his tie. One thing Jeff Campbell talked about is they knew the competition was going to be tougher at this championship match, and he commented on how we need to work their ties, be aggressive on our feet. Brody's doing that. I mean, he's working the wizard right here, trying to keep Unser from stepping over and scoring a takedown. We have just over a minute to go here in the second period. Brody's been flattened out and ends up giving up the takedown. A tough one there as Unser stuck with that, and Brody just ended up losing that wizard hold. So just under a minute here, 4-0 lead for Wyatt Unser, the junior from Glenwood City. Back to that same turf right there, got the leg on. Hooked on the one side. Reaches across, tries to take the far arm behind his head. And if Brody continues to look away from that, that'll probably get stopped for potentially dangerous. And meanwhile, Unser gives up on that. He tries to go back to an arm bar. Brody works his way to his feet, but they're going to end up going off the mat. 1:14 on the clock. I'm sorry, 19 seconds on the clock. Wyatt Unser is leading 4-0. Looking at the wrong clock when I seen that time. Reese Furley of Dodgeville did come up with a first period takedown, but then gave up an escape. And now in the second period, his opponent, Bob Huntley of Brilliant, has scored a reversal and taken a 3-2 lead. Huntley leading Spurley 3-2. And a bit more injury time for Reed to check him out after surrendering the reversal. I think it's going to be hard to get him off the mat. Spurley's been injured most of the season. He only has a record of 8-0. Meanwhile, Brody Meese is down by 4 here early in the third period. They're on their feet wrestling again. Brody's got an overhook on his right side. Trying to work that hard is Brody. Now he reaches, tried to get a little toss there, hip toss, but they're going to go off the mat. Back to the action here, Division III, 126-pound championship match. Now Unser has a nice dump there for Unser. Unfortunately for Brody, he gets two more for Unser. He goes up now 6-0. Now Brody's trying to get away here as he tried to switch, ends up back on his hands and knees here. Unser with a record of 51-0, and he looks like it out there. He's a tough cookie for Brody, but Brody continues to battle hard. He hustles right back to the center circle and gets set with 49 seconds. He comes to his feet, trying to get a point here. That's a little hip toss and just about had Unser on his back.
Yeah.
I mean, he did literally, but no control there for Brody, so the control is still in favor of Unser. Brody had the overhook and did a little hip toss and had Unser on his back, but he more or less rolled through it. Now desperation moves here for Brody as he's trying to get something down by 6 with 14 seconds. Continues to work that overhook hard. Hard on Unser, and we're going to have a final here for Wyatt Unser. The junior from Glenwood City is going to win by a score of 6-0 as he defeats Brody Meese of Riverdale.
Does a backflip to go with it. I haven't done one of those for almost 7 decades.
Yeah.
Delia Collins is a state runner-up for Mineral Point. The sophomore wrestled well. came back from a 4-0 deficit, closed to within two at 4-2. M.J. Newman of Manitowoc Lincoln is the state champ, 120 in division for the girls, and Delia Collins of Mineral Point the runner-up. Crowd getting into this Reeves-Furley-Bob Huntley match.
An exciting one there on mat one. Right at the whistle, a two-point takedown is awarded to Carter Freeman of Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln, and he ends up winning that match 3-1. It was tied 1-1 right at the whistle. The two officials talked about it, gave him the takedown, and that leaves us with our last match out here. Finishing up, Reese Furley does have the lead. He got an escape with about 50 seconds left in the period. Now he's down to 19 seconds. If he can just battle through this bad knee, he continues to be aggressive there as he's trying to shoot takedowns, and there's an attempt at the throw for Huntley from Brilliant, and that is going to pretty much seal it for Reese Furley. He's got two more. He's going to be up by three. The closing seconds, and the Dodgeville senior again, bad knee and all. Congratulations to Reese Furley.
I wonder how long it's been since the team has won four straight weight classes individually here in the state wrestling tournament. The Dodgeville just turned the trick. Back to back to back to back. Shane Rashawn, Hawken Peterson, Charlie Might, and Reed Shirley back from injury to pick up his third state title right after Charlie Might in the previous weight class. And Shirley will limp to the locker room, but he limps knowing that he's a state champion for the third time. That Division I match between two wrestlers that are just in the same conference and wrestle all the time, Carter Freeman of Wisconsin Rapids, Lincoln, Easton Cooper of D.C. Everest, right down to the wire, and Freeman wins it by a 3-1 score. Your champions, recently crowned M.J. Newman of Manitowoc, Lincoln, for the girls at 120, and at 126 for the boys, Carter Freeman of Wisconsin Rapids, Lincoln in Division I, Reed Furley of Dodgeville in Division II, and Wyatt Unser of Glenwood City in Division III. We'll be back with more from Madison in just a moment. This is State Tournament Saturday on WRCO Sports.
What a great experience, competing in the WIAA State Wrestling Tournament Series in February. For a high school athlete to stand on the podium at state makes all the sweat and tears seem well worth it. Lime Ridge Ag is proud to support all the wrestlers from this area. Every day, Lime Ridge Ag works hard to help farmers by providing livestock feed and nutritional advice, prompt and professional service, Rob Seco seed, and general farm supplies.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Christie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Christie and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options, quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Get ready to light up the sky this 4th of July with Sky Inc. Pyro's Tax Return Presale. They're offering incredible deals at all consumer-grade fireworks. Pre-order now and get a 10% discount. This is a veteran-owned business. Secure your stash now, and they'll store your fireworks until the last week of June. It's the perfect way to turn your tax return into a dazzling display of celebration. Call or text 870-214-8247 to pre-order and snag the best deals on fireworks. Plus, for an extra splash of excitement, they're offering private shows. Make this 4th of July unforgettable with Sky Inc. Pyro, where the celebration begins with a bang. Call or text 870-214-8247 now to light up your Independence Day.
We're proud to bring high school tournament wrestling coverage to you right here on WRCO-FM 100.9 and live online at WRCO.com.
We've received word that people in Richland Center will be welcoming back the wrestling team. 10 o'clock tonight near the four-way stop, downtown Richland Center, Courthouse Corner, across from State Farm Insurance. The community is invited to come out and greet coaches Coleman and Gunderson and their three state place winners, Ethan Haiti, Emma Haiti, and Teague Perkins, as they come back to town. 10 o'clock tonight, you can be part of the welcoming committee at the corner of Main and Seminary, downtown Richland Center. State place winners, champion at 114 for the girls, Angie Bianchi. At 120, Liam Neitzel of Hudson wins the title in Division One. Charlie Might of Dodgeville, his third title in Division Two. Same weight class, Drake Gazda of Mawson Nisita is fourth. Division Three, the title, Koji Campbell of Kenosha St. Joseph from the area. Roger Fleege of Aquinas places fourth in Division Three. That brings us up to the 126-pound weight class for the girls, anyway.
I don't. They must have been to hold that match. For
they're holding it. Okay.
Evidently, because the two different
they're gonna
numbers
catch
of weight
up,
classes.
There's 14 weight classes for the boys, 12 for the girls. So they're holding off on the 126-pound class for the boys. So just three matches now. Division One: Kellen Wolbert of Oconomowoc takes on Lucas Peters of Kaskana. Top two seeds there. Division Two: Colton Hush of Baldwin Woodville and Peter Tomasevich of Freedom. And in Division Three, the match that we'll pay attention to, Mason Carpenter of Oshkosh Lourdes and Rowan Carey of Mineral Point back in the state finals for the third time.
Let's see if we can't get them a championship here.
Let's do that.
They're down to 40 seconds still in the first period. No score on the mat. As Rowan was able to defeat his nemesis over the last few weeks, Hunter Stevens of Iowa Grand Highland, who ends up taking third place. Rowan was able to defeat him in the semifinals last night by a score of 5-4. So that was a good match, close match. Those guys have battled each other, beat heads against each other for several weeks here now. And this gets Rowan Carey back in the championship match here. See if we can't get him a win here. And we're down to 10 seconds. Both guys are on their feet, tied up. Here in the end of the period here, it looks like it's going to end up being 0-0 to start the second period.
Rowan Carey's opponent, Mason Carpenter, sounds like the guy you hired to do your remodeling project.
Yeah.
Jack of all trades.
Yeah.
Mason Carpenter.
Well, they get set, and Rowan will be down. He does a nice little roll there as he gets Carpenter on his back there. No control, though, for Rowan, but now he does get the... completes the reversal, ends up two there, nearly a pin there for Carey without control as he had Carpenter flat on his back. But Carey gets the first point with that reversal. Carpenter, the number one seed, he's got a nice record of 51-2, two losses, Lord's Academy Valley Christian Church out of Oshkosh. Rowan Carey, of course, is a junior from Mineral Point. He's got a record of 32-6. And they are going to end up going off the mat as Rowan Carey does a lift and returns him to the mat, but out of bounds. They'll get back set as Carpenter takes the bottom. Carey's going to ride the left side. 1:08 on the clock in the second period. We're going to have a caution. It's like caution green, who is Carey. Off the whistle they go, and Carpenter is trying to stand up. Carey's just keeping the weight. Trips him back to the mat. Keeps a tight waist ride with a near elbow. Carpenter continues to stand up, but Carey slips the leg right in. Trying to get him back to the mat, which he does. Carey's still in control here. 40 seconds still in the second period.
trying to get a breakdown, but Carpenter's making it difficult. Carpenter's being pretty active on the bottom. They're going to end up stepping off the mat. They're going to have to get reset. Rowan Carey almost had a state title 2 years ago as a freshman and lost in the closing seconds to Jake Fitzpatrick of Aquinas. Then last year was defeated by Koji Campbell at St. Joseph's Academy in the final. So back here again, see if he can take care of Mason Carpenter.
Yeah, and right now he is up 2-0. Is scored the first points earlier. We're down to the final 15 seconds of the second period here. He's been able to ride Carpenter the entire time. Carpenter's made it tough, but he's done a good job keeping him broken down, following on his turns and rolls. There's the final picks on the second period, 2-0 for Rowan Carey, number 3 seeded junior from Mineral Point.
The other matches, Division One, Kellen Walbert of Oconomowoc is leading Pocahontas' Lucas Peters 5-2, third period just underway. And Colton Hush of Baldwin Woodville has a 5-0 advantage over Peter Tomasevich of Freedom, also just starting period number 3.
A little sound effects there with the hush.
Hush. There's a kind of hush down there on mat number 3.
Yeah, it's a tight one here, 145 to go in the mat. Still 2-0 as Carey is in the top side. Carpenter is down. Owens having a tough time getting him flattened out so he can set up some spinning combination. I was trying to go through the legs and over the head, maybe looking for a cradle there. He's got a three-quarter Nelson. Still got it as Carpenter can't flatten out now as Owens got a good tight three-quarter Nelson and I'm going completely off the mat into the camera crew. They get reset with 116, still only a score of 2-0. All these matches have been pretty good matches here so far tonight. Rowan is able to break him down again right off the whistle. Clock ticks away here as Rowan can hold on here with the 2-point lead. I don't think Carey wants to release him at all. He wants to try to ride him as long as he can here as he's doing a crossbody ride here. Does get the trip again. Carpenter is a tough kid to ride, but Rowan's been doing a good job of it. Just can't score any points and doing enough to stay active here. No stalling calls at all, no warnings. Now Carpenter's trying to come around, but Carey has got the leg. He's got the hip. He's able to step back over. Now he might have a chance to maybe get some near fall here if he can lift that leg. Just hanging on here. We're down to 20 seconds. Gave up the reversal with 10 seconds. Ties it up now 2-2. Awarded 2, but they haven't put on the board yet. Should be 2-2. They still don't have it on the board. Now they got it on there. Six seconds are ticking away, and Carpenter's hanging onto those legs. And we're going to go to a period of overtime here in Division 3, 132 pounds. Rowan Carey jumps up. He's ready to go. He's looking to score a takedown here and get this match over. Guys are tied up, center circle. Rowan's going for that underhook. He knows what he wants. And there's the warning against Carpenter. Gotta wonder if that's not in the back of Rowan's mind. There's a quick attempt off the whistle. Got Carpenter step back. Readjust. Now they're tied up. Rowan's looking for that underhook again. Yep, there he comes. Almost gets that little hip toss there.
Ran out of real estate.
At the edge of the mat there. Get sloppy there, Rowan. Turn and face him. Quick attempt there, and Carpenter in on a single leg, but Rowan's got the ankle. Rowan's trying to hang on. There's a two-point takedown, and
oh boy,
two takedowns, two near fall. Unfortunately for Rowan Terry, he ends up being defeated by a score of 6-2.
I'll tell you what, that young man, 3 years in a row, leaves the championship mat as a runner-up.
Tough loss.
It's a long walk to the locker room as Coach Curtis Fiedler and staff follow. He was so close in overtime. Drew the stalling warning with that underhook to force Carpenter off the mat. Almost had the takedown on the second attempt and just wasn't able to do it. I'll tell you what, a lot of people probably thought he couldn't get past Hunter Stevens and get to the finals, and he did that. That was a big win. So a runner-up for Delia Collins of Mineral Point earlier tonight, and now a runner-up performance from Rowan Terry. Champion at 126 in Division I, Carter Freeman of Wisconsin Rapids. Kate Haberg of Oregon, a freshman, placed third there. Division II, Reed Spurley of Dodgeville, wins his third state championship in this weight class. Ethan Aird of Darlington Blackhawk, a senior, places fourth. Division III at 126, your champion Wyatt Hunter of Glenwood City defeats Riverdale sophomore Brody Meese in the finals by a score of 6-0. Meese is a state runner-up for the Riverdale Chieftains. We'll take a break. Be back with more in a moment. This is State Tournament Tape on WRCO Sports.
From plumbing, electrical, paint and power tools, to lumber, farm supplies, equipment, and small engine repair, Nelson Egger Center is your project headquarters since 1954. Our number one goal is to provide excellent customer service, and you can expect a personal, helpful experience from our knowledgeable staff. Start your next project at the locally owned and operated Nelson Egger Center, downtown Viroqua, serving you since 1954.
Kick off your weekend with TKO Barbecue Bar and Grill in Richland Center. Fridays are all about mouth-watering fish, and Saturdays it's prime rib perfection. Planning a special event? They've got you covered with catering and a banquet hall. Reservations welcome. From their homemade bacon to daily barbecue specials, they keep you guessing. Open from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Closed on Tuesdays. Dive into the fish and prime rib from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. complimented by a fresh salad bar every day. Enjoy quality meat from your hometown locker and savor the perfection of hand-cut fries. TKO Barbecue, where every meal is a knockout.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help you during the important times of your life, such as weddings, funerals, birthdays, and anniversaries. With Added Touch's experienced staff, you can rest assured you'll get exactly what you want. See Added Touch's wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, candles, wine, and more. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and be sure to like them on Facebook.
Richland Center and Bosco Bell residents, support your community by shopping local at Napa, your friendly, locally owned store. For all Milwaukee Tools fans, now is the time to stock up. Buy more, save more. Purchase $300 and get a $50 gift card, $400 for a $100 gift card, or go big with $500 and enjoy a $150 gift card. Napa Auto Parts at Richland Center and Bosco Bell. Hurry, these specials run now through February.
The best in high school sports in Southwest Wisconsin. WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
Finally ready for the girls' 126-pound championship match. It'll feature sophomore Maddie Peach of Milton. Maybe that's why they held this off for a weight class. Maddie Peach is wrestling for a state title on mat 2. Her brother is in mat 1 for the state title. Have that for you in a minute.
That's
Maddie
cool.
Peach's opponent in the finals is junior Natalie Klometer of Hudson. In this weight class already, freshman Frankie Groom of North Crawford Seneca pinned her way to fifth place. All right, 138. sister Maddie Peach is wrestling on mat two. Her brother Tyson Peach, a senior, is going for a title against sophomore Declan Coe of Nina in this late class Preston Prattville opponent that's already claimed fifth place. 138 in Division Two, Caleb Delabro of Luxembourg Casco takes on Cole Bozio of O'Connell Falls. And in Division Three, Elliot Biba of Iowa Grand Highland takes on three-time state champion Dawson Johnson of Cumberland, going for number four. This is Iowa Grant Highland's lone wrestler here in the finals. We'll pay attention to him. David, take it over. I'll keep an eye on the Peach siblings over here to my right.
All right. It's going to be a tough one for Elliot. I think he's up to the challenge, as Bill mentioned. He's going against Dawson Johnson, three-time state winner. No points here as they're kind of hanging on to each other's ankles here, rolling around here. 1:23 in the clock as they go out of bounds. Yes, they didn't go out of bounds.
They're
wrestling
still
is
going.
Still continuing.
Biba awfully close to a takedown there.
Yeah. All right, so they're back set in the center there. As I thought they went out of bounds, but evidently not. There's the attempt from Dawson Johnson. I believe he's trying to work that head on his feet here. Good head snap. Trying to turn the corner. Got the leg hooked. And that's 2-point takedown. First score goes to Elliot Biba. And just under a minute to go in the first period. And Dawson Johnson works his way out for the escape as they're both back on their feet. Elliot Biba can score takedowns. There's no doubt about it. But he does have a challenge here. Dawson Johnson, we have said, is looking for his fourth state championship. He is seated number one, and Elliot's number three.
Elliot was a state runner-up 2 years ago at 113 pounds. Last year didn't make it to state, coming out of that tough, tough D3 section.
There's a nice double leg takedown by Johnson of Cleveland. He takes the lead now 3-2. 3-2 lead for Johnson, and we're nearing the last 5 seconds of the period here.
Meanwhile, the Peach siblings are each enjoying a lead in their match. Both got the initial takedown. Maddie on the girls' mat and Tyson next door on the boys.
And a flip here, and looks like Johnson is going to go down to start the second period. Moving right along here, we're in the 138-pound for boys, 126-pounds for girls. And Johnson is going to get the escape as Elliot just lets him go.
He'd rather work on his feet anyway.
He would. He's a, can't say it enough, he's got a tough one here, but he's a takedown machine here. They go off the mat and they come back to center circle. I think Dawson got a little caught in the face, incidental contact there. He's back in center, back in action. It was another double leg takedown for Dawson. As Biba tries to do that head snap that he does a lot, Dawson really doesn't go with it, but he shoots right into the double leg. Twice he's done that now. Got him 2 takedowns, 6-2 lead here. Now 1:20 still in the second period. Try to work his way up to his feet. He was up on his feet as Johnson is draped over the left side there. He drops down back to the leg, flattens Biba back to the mat, but Biba fights this with a wizard. Good wizard here at the far edge of the mat from us. Out of bounds, Matt Boyer calls him back to the center circle.
2-1 the score for both Peaches. Maddie for the girls, Tyson for the boys, both in the second period. Side by side. Parents up in the crowd, I would imagine, with a wide-angle lens taken in both mats at once.
Hopefully they're at least sitting on the right end of the building.
Yes.
Which I'm nice. Sure they are. Back to Elliot Biba's match as he's down to 40 seconds as they have evidently a stalemate as they get set back in the center here. Up by four is number one seeded Dawson Johnson of Cumberland. Elliot is trying to stand up, but
Dawson hangs onto that leg there. Now he's got the arm bar, taking it across, going to the far wrist here, trying to get a turn. Elliott continues to keep maintain a pretty good pace down there on the bottom, fighting that arm bar, making it tough, and we have a potentially dangerous. So they'll restart with 11 seconds to go in the period. They'll get set here and restart. Final seconds here. Still a 6-2 lead for Dawson Johnson. 6-2 lead for Johnson. At the end of the period here, we'll go into the third period. Elliott wants to go on his feet, certainly where he's most comfortable. He's picked up the feet a little bit here. Got a good underhook. Really working that head, but be careful not to work it right back into a double leg takedown. 4-point lead here for Dawson Johnson. Inadvertently beat a poked Johnson in the eye again, I think. Official taking a look at him, and they're going to delay for just a minute.
Yep.
Quickly, we can tell you on a Division II mat, Caleb Delavro of Luxembourg Casco, Cole Bozeal of Oconto Falls are tied one apiece into the third period. Maddie Peach, the sophomore at 126 for the girls, has a 7-1 lead. Her older brother Tyson, a 3-1 advantage on the Division I mat. Both of those matches with about a minute left. Elliott Bieber's ready to go. Look at him.
Oh, yeah. He's focused. He knows he's got to get some takedowns here because that's where he's toughest at. Really working that head. Johnson is pretty tough on his feet as well. With a 57 and 0 record, he's certainly got to be good at something out there. And now he's down in on a single just above the knee of Biba. Is potentially dangerous. Helps out Biba there as he's down to a minute here to try to get this win.
Two of these boys combined, 90 wins and 0 losses on the season.
There's a nice attempt there. Deep single leg for Elliott. Meanwhile, Dawson Johnson hangs onto that ankle. Elliott's trying to come around. Dawson's got that ankle and just making it hard on Biba, burning the clock. Well, Johnson's able to work back up a little bit. Elliott's just not able to finish off that takedown there, as we're going to have an unsportsmanlike against Elliott. Going to lose a point there. Going to make it 7-2. And now he's going for a good underhook here. He's got to come up with a big move. Down to the closing 10 seconds here as they go off the mat. They'll get reset. 8 seconds on the clock. It is a 5-point lead for Dawson Johnson of Cumberland. Up 7-2. And the senior for Iowa Grand Highland has had a great season, but unfortunately he's going to fall by a decision of 7-2 to Dawson Johnson of Cumberland. He becomes
four-timer. Well, that was an exciting round. Caleb Delavro of Luxembourg Casco scored a late pick down
to win his match 3-1. That was in Division Two at 138 pounds. Tyson Keats was next. The senior in the Division One match logged a 5-1 victory over Declan Coe of Nina. And moments later, his younger sister, Maddie Keats, took the state championship for the girls at 126 with a 7-1 win over Natalie Claviter of Hudson. And they saved the best to last, a four-timer, finishing up there with Dawson Johnson. Not the best for last if you're an Iowa Grand Highland fan, but Elliot Beva is now a two-time state runner-up, and he finishes out the season with his only loss, comes in the state finals, wasn't quite able to do it, as Dawson Johnson of Cumberland becomes a four-time state champion. Elliot Beva bows out at 35-1. The 132-pound weight class for the boys saw Kellen Wolbert of Oconomowoc take the championship. Also in that weight class, Devin Lethow of Sparta placed fifth. Division II at 132, Colton Hush of Baldwin-Woodville the champion. In a weight class that saw Drake Ingham of Prairie du Chien place sixth. And the champion at 132 in Division III, Mason Carpenter of Oshkosh Lords, scored an overtime victory against Rowan Carey of Mineral Point. Rowan finishes up as a state runner-up for the third year in a row. In that same weight class from our area, Hunter Stevens of Iowa Grand Highlands placed third, and Gunnar Wolfat of Royal Oneiwoc Center, a senior, is fifth. We'll have more in a moment from Madison. This is State Tournament Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
Whether you're chasing walleye or cruising and tubing with the family, Vitesnik Power Sports has the boat for you to experience life on the water. The 2023 model year-end clearance is happening right now while supplies last. Save up to $16,000 on select models. You'll find a great selection of boats from Tracker, Nitro, Ranger, Triton, Tahoe, Sun Tracker, and Regency, along with Sea-Doo Watercraft and Ascend Kayaks. Create memories for years to come. Visit Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14 East Richland Center, or Vitesnik.com.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's here. Did you know February is National Bird Feeding Month? Here at Walsh's, we carry all your bird feeding needs. Suet cakes to many different kinds of bird seeds by the pound or by the big 50-pound bags. We also carry a wonderful selection of bird feeders. And if you're looking for a new hummingbird feeder for later in the year, we have you covered. So stop in at Muscadet, Richland Center, or Ace of La Crosse. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
Promoting the accomplishments of area wrestlers for over 50 years. This is WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
The girls' 132-pound championship match is underway. It features the top seed Lily Banks of Menasha against freshman Riley Hanrahan of Black River Falls. She is seeded seventh, but came through with a couple of wins, including one over second-seeded Josie Stokowski of Maquanago in the quarterfinals. Riley Hanrahan of Black River Falls, Lily Banks of Menasha. The boys are up to 144. Division I, Jacob Herm of Nina takes on Cole Sarbacher of Stoughton in the battle of the top two seeds there. Division II, Owen Sefrud of Darlington Blackhawk, the lone wrestler for that co-op, is in the finals. He's the top seed, taking on second-seeded Kellen Kelly of St. Croix Falls. The first of three Fenimore wrestlers in the finals is senior Ian Trapp in Division III. He is the second seed and takes on the top seed Colton Weiler of Auburndale. Since Trapp has two teammates coming up in the finals, Why don't we keep an eye on Owen Seffrud of Darlington Blackhawks. We'll call the play-by-play on that one, and I'll let you know what's happening with Ian.
All right, we're midway through the first period with no score on the board here. Guys are in the center here. Seffrud.